Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Barkley dropped it.
Wow. And that obviously stops the clock. They throw it on third down and three. It's fourth down. They don't pick up the first down, and this was there.
That was called Joe Buck, Troy Aikman on Monday Night Football on ESPN, ABC. The Falcons knock off the Eagles 22-21, and that play became the pivot point in the game. Third down and three inside the red zone, and you had Saquon Barkley on a little swing pass from Jalen Hurts, and there was nothing but green grass in front of him. Probably picks up the first down, maybe even scores a touchdown there. But that play allowed the Falcons to have a chance to win it right there, because not only did the clock stop, but it led to a field goal, and it gave Kirk Cousins and the Atlanta Falcons enough time to navigate a touchdown drive to win the game and send the Eagles to 1-1 in their home opener.
You know, as we always say, primetime Kirk Cousins showed up.
That's right. That's exactly what happened. That's how it always goes.
I was both mesmerized and blown away by how Kirk Cousins orchestrated a final drive where he could not drive the ball because he's playing on one leg. He made incredible throws. His wide receivers did yeoman's work in getting open. My God. That final drive, he didn't really throw into coverage because guys were butt naked. Drake London broke Darius Slay's ankles in the end zone. And Kirk didn't have to fire it out to the outside of the field because Drake London was chilling out there.
A little pivot route.
Yeah, you know, just got him with a little I was impressed with just how easily the Falcons moved the ball down the field.
Yeah.
There was very little resistance.
And I mean, that just goes to show you, when we're talking quarterback play in offenses, so much of it is identifying coverage, identifying what the defense is doing, and knowing exactly where your win is there versus any coverage, and especially like, I thought Peyton and Eli with Matt Ryan on that final drive did a really good job of breaking down the process of the 2-minute drill. And Matt Ryan even mentioned, hey, when you are in a new offense and you're in year one, you don't have the mastery of everything. So 2-minute feels more comfortable. And Peyton kind of piggybacked off that and said, exactly, it's your day one install. It's the stuff that you are most confident in, the stuff that you are most comfortable with as an offense. It's your identity of who you are offensively. And so you saw Kirk Cousins have the ability to go down the field with ease, because in all of those concepts and everything that they were doing, it's the stuff that they've been running since he got there. It was the first things that he looked at as the quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons when they were installing the offense and said, this is going to be our bread and butter. And boy, the Eagles were just on their heels the entirety of that drive. And a lot of it goes to Drake London with a couple of catches. Darnell Mooney had a few enormous catches, including one where he dang near could have scored on the final drive, where he ended up running out of bounds to stop the clock and save some time. But if he wanted to test it and cut that thing back towards the middle of the field, who knows what would have happened. But they wanted to run a little bit more clock off, and Atlanta comes out with a win, 22-21. I found it really interesting at the end of that, you see Drake London getting the penalty for doing the, you know, shooting the gun celebration.
That's so dumb.
Yeah. Especially with all, then the officials were really cracking down on Monday night, because Jalen Hurts at the beginning of the game, remember, he had that big run, he spiked the ball, and he got a 15-yard penalty for spiking the ball.
Yeah.
What are we doing here? We have choreographed dance routines down
here. Wasn't it just a 5-yarder for delay of game, I thought?
Yeah, but he gets
Jalen Hurts.
He gets a penalty, though, for spiking the football. They were,
The no fun league is back, I don't like it.
It came back last night especially, but the note on that is when he got that penalty, I went, oh, S, because previously, and actually every year prior to this year, due to the new kickoff rules, that penalty could have been enforced, not on the extra point, but that could have been enforced on the kickoff, to where you back up the kickoff 15 yards. And with the new kickoff rules, how does that look? But I was reading that this year is the first year that you, as of this season, according to Football Zebras, the unsportsmanlike conduct following the touchdown must be enforced on the extra point and cannot carry forward to the kickoff. An unsportsmanlike after the extra point does carry over to the kickoff. So there used to be the option of saying, no, we'll let them kick the extra point. We want 15 yards, move them back on the kickoff, which we could see more explosive returns and games kind of tipped on its head. Think of that. If Philly would have had the option to take that on the kickoff, they run that thing back and they would still have time to run a couple of plays, as it was Jalen Hurts with, was it like 38 seconds or whatever, ended up throwing an interception and whatever. That'll go on his final stats, but he was just trying to make a play happen.
Yeah.
Imagine if they return that thing to the 50. If they return that thing to the 50 and you got like 20 seconds
all
left.
All of a sudden,
we were talking about this with kickers, right? It's not that far you have to go now to kick a game-winning field goal.
No, you see
that,
that field goal range marker when it pops up. It's not that far past the 50 anymore.
No, it's wild,
it's like
man.
At the 43 for most of these guys, and you're like, that doesn't make sense.
Well, that game, it really did. It came down to, I thought Jalen Hurts looked better than he did down in Brazil on the last Friday. But I think he falls into what we're talking about with a lot of the quarterbacks across the NFL. This new era of the NFL and defenses capping with too high, allowing everything underneath, and teams' willingness to run the football more as the counter, and say what defenses are basically saying is, you do make a 15 play drive. Go ahead, we dare you to make a 15 play drive. We're going to keep everything in front of us, and we are going to bank on the fact that you are going to make a mistake at some point. And Kirk Cousins was flawless throughout it. Over the course of the game, you're seeing every quarterback in the league is adjusting to this, the way that defenses are playing now and the way that defenses are built. And they're having a lot of success taking away the deep shots in the passing game. And I think with guys like Jalen Hurts, it's even more of a learning curve because of how many deep shots he would take downfield.
I'm still not sure what to make of this version of the Eagles. Like, yes, they're going to be a different team without Jason Kelce, without Hassan Reddick.
Well, obviously without A.J. Brown
without
right
A.J.
now.
Brown now. But I mean, I'm saying just this version, if fully healthy, actualized, there's something that's still just missing. Yep. And as much as, like, we talked about the Bills and how even though they don't have the names, they're more than the sum of their parts, the Eagles are less than the sum of their parts.
I think a lot of that has to do with the faith in their head coach.
Yeah, the disconnect?
Because I'm going to play this, and I want you all to think about it, and you can text us on the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. I want you to kind of think of the way that Nick Sirianni comes off here, because that swing pass to Saquon Barkley is become kind of this pivot point for the media to pile on Nick Sirianni.
Sure. Like anytime you go and you don't get points on a drive in the red zone, you know, fourth and three in the first one, you're like, well, should I have went for that there? And, you know, I went for a fourth and three after that, you know, when after the completion of Dallas that got us to fourth and three, we got that and we got points out of that. So anytime it doesn't work out, you know, that's why I'm sitting in this seat, the head coaching seat. Like, I got to be ready for the consequences of whether it works or whether it doesn't work.
He also had one where, you know, they asked about overruling that call, and he's like, yeah, I can do that. I'm the head coach. And people in Philly are piling on. The decision on the swing pass on third down and three to Saquon Barkley.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.